I got the internet going nuts. Lopez, you know me, man. I'm a bit of a sucker for nostalgia. I'm not an old man, but the history that I do feel like I'm a part of, I am appreciative of. And so I was a little sad to find out today, as the internet goes nuts right here on In the Loop, I was a little bit sad to find out that Greens Point Mall,
man,
also known by some who are a little bit
by
more
everyone, not just some, not some, by everyone,
some who are more disrespectful to a Houston institution than I am.
Yeah,
call it Guns Point Mall.
Everyone knows it by that. Everyone knows.
But it wasn't always that, and you know this, Lopez.
Dude,
It was not always Guns Point. It evolved into that. It used to just be Greens Point. It used to just be a popular mall, particularly for the Northsiders. Now, I'll say this. I was not a Greens Point Mall guy. I'm more of a Sharpstown Mall kind of guy, if that makes sense, just because of my geography, where I'm from, the part of town that I'm from.
Yeah.
But I always viewed Greens Point in a similar vein, like their Sharpstown, or Sharpstown to us, like, you know, our Greens Point, however you want to look at it. Both places ended up being like rough places to go to, if you will.
So many things to think of, to talk about here. So number one, I'm shocked it lasted this long.
Oh,
like it should have been gone 20 years ago.
And I would say
like 20 years.
And I would question even if it's actually lasted this long. Yes, because if you go by there, most of everything is blocked up. Padlocks everywhere.
So number one, I'm shocked. Number two, you are exactly right. I was going to bring that up. When I first started coming to Houston when I was in college in the 80s, it was the place to go. Yep. Like, it was badass. There used to be a really good Pizza Uno there. I remember I used to eat there all the time. Really good. Like, it was big. It was badass. It was awesome. And then somewhere along the way, it took a turn. It took a hard left. And it was rough. It was really rough.
A lot of the explanations are inappropriate,
yeah,
and offensive to maybe even y'all's people.
Yeah,
if I'm being honest with you, so we're not gonna do that. We're not gonna traffic down that road. Absolutely not. We're not doing that. But I will say, I am not quite old enough to remember that.
Yeah,
it has always been a little bit of a bleep show. I'll tell you what my Greens Point experience is, because again, I'm a Southsider. Sharpstown was the spot for us. But do y'all remember Hoop It Up? NBA Hoop It Up.
Oh, yeah.
3-on-3. Mm-hmm. I did Hoop It Up at Greens Point Mall.
All right.
And I just remember we went up against these guys. So I don't think we realized we're a little bit older than us. You know, I think I might have been around 13.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys would have had to have been like 16 somewhere. So they were a little older. They just didn't look it until we started playing. And we're like, you know what? They're a little stronger than us.
Yes.
They're a little bit better. But I just remember being so, it was probably my worst loser moment, like the sorest of loser I've ever been,
mm-hmm.
because I thought we was going to work these guys, and it was not happening.
It didn't end well.
And I was so mad I was ready to fight. And I think it also occurred to me that, you know what, I'm not just losing the game. They probably kick my ass, too.
I'm losing my
out
pride.
Out here at Greens Point.
I'm losing my pride,
Let
too.
Let me just take me and my N1 gear and my Hoop It Up gear on back to the crib and just lick these wounds, man.
I just threw those quarters into Home Run Derby.
Take these L's.
When it came to sports, the Home Run Derby with the little ball.
Oh, yeah.
That was my jam right there.
Man.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to take that L and move on.
Yeah, man. You do.
How did it last this long?
Yeah. Shocked.
Hey, Greens Point Mall. Not going to say that we hardly knew you, because we had you for 48 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Greens Point, kind of like Sharpstown in this way. Eventually, like Sharpstown changed the name or whatever it is called now.
Las America.
Is that right?
I'm pretty sure. Last time I remember that.
Yeah. It's definitely something that is not Sharpstown.
Yeah.
I pass by there so much I should know this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny to me how they turn into flea market. Like, I guess Greens Point is just shutting down, period.
Yeah.
But, like, Sharpstown just basically turned into a flea market.
Yeah, well, that's what they are.
I mean,
malls are, you know, come on.
I mean, it felt
Galleria,
like
Galleria, okay.
It felt like a real mall. Like, I differentiate.
Are there any real malls?
What?
Like, I know technically they are, but I mean, like, you go to them? Like, even the Kingwood, what's the one up in Kingwood?
I mean,
Deerbrook?
Yeah, man, that's
So have you been to the flea market? Like, no, I'm saying, yeah. There is a difference between the mall and the flea. Like, maybe it's just a vibe difference.
No,
maybe
there is.
Like, aesthetically is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but I just avoid malls now. There's no attraction there.
I go just to buy a shirt or something.
Annie Ann's. That's the only reason I go in.
I was going to say, you don't like the food court?
Just get myself a pretzel.
I got a teenage daughter, man. I could not avoid the mall.
Go to Annie Ann's. Bring me one next time.
Man, we be at the mall way more than I'd like to be, but I don't hate it necessarily.
Yeah.
It's all good. But yeah, Greens Point Mall shutting down after 48 years. Also, didn't notice this, but obviously Sheila Jackson Lee, and we're not about to get political about this, Sheila Jackson Lee passed away. And so RIP to Sheila Jackson Lee, and you know, all the best respects and wishes to her family and all of that. But so over the weekend, I'm taking note of all of the people that are going to be coming in town to pay their respects, including the president, including the vice president. But what I did not know until this morning, peeping game to see who was going to be around, was that Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder's going to be
here. I'm sorry. Look, no disrespect, and this is not a political statement. I don't care what your politics are. I truly don't. I prefer not to know, actually. But Stevie Wonder, the most significant dignitary that came. I don't care who you voted for, who you're going to vote for, who you're glad is or ain't in the election. Stevie Wonder, talk about burying the lead. I wish I had known that this weekend. I would have even maybe tried to see if somebody else could host this show and see if I could get close to Stevie Wonder.
Man, you just keep taking me back to the 80s. Got Greens Point Mall at its peak. Stevie Wonder, songs in the key of life.
It is an internet.
Where's my MTV? I want my MTV.
This is an internet going nuts.
Yeah.
That is pre-internet.
Yeah.
You get it? Mm-hmm. Like, it is an internet going nuts where we are acknowledging one Greens Point Mall, which probably has not been a pleasant place to be since the internet started going nuts.
This is true.
And then Stevie Wonder, who has had no more than 6 dreadlocks in his head probably since the internet started going nuts.
Make me break out my weightlifter pants. Oh, yeah, I wore them.
This guy.
I did.
Did you have a fanny pack before they came back?
Hell yes.
My pops had one of them,
I wore a fanny pack with my weightlifter pants.
I remember we used to go to the Casino Cashada out there in Louisiana, and my dad would have that fanny pack on. This tall 6'3" guy, police officer, macho, probably even toxically masculine, whatever the hell that exactly means. He's definitely it. With the fanny pack on. And a whole unit.
Good for him.
Whole Fila or Nike unit or whatever it was back then. Starter unit, all of that. Crazy. Speaking of internet going nuts, Cardi B.
Yeah, what happened?
She finally had enough. She finally had enough of Offset. I got to find some of these, actually.
Yeah.
Speaking of the internet going nuts, the Cardi B Offset jokes, like, I don't care anything about Cardi B and Offset's relationship at all. Like, it's their business. But the jokes that people have about it are freaking fantastic. But finally, they got 2 kids. People have been talking about this. They got 2 kids, and finally, Cardi B has had enough. Offset went on live with a joint in his hand and just simply said, "Shorty, not my shorty." That's his comment about his wife or however many years it's been and the mother of his 2 children.
Yeah.
Shorty, not my shorty. Mind you, she's filing for divorce because Offset is one who notoriously can't keep it in his pants. can't do it.
This is all facts.
All facts.
Yeah.
So finally, that's over.
Talk about a toxic relationship, man.
100%. You know what's another toxic relationship as we go with the internet going nuts here?
What's that?
Laramie Tunsil pocket watch. and it's not because he broke or nothing. We know that Laramie Tunsil has been paid twice now by the Texans. But when Tristan Wirfs got this deal, he commented, I feel like, before it could even really get good and announced. Like, I wonder if he's just on some like player wire where the contracts, once they get agreed upon, he knows about them. How does it make you feel that Laramie Tunsil is this much in it for the money? Because it feels like he, you know, we want our football players to love football. I don't know how much he loves football.
Come on now, you know.
I don't. He could love it as much as he loves his mother. He could hate it. I don't know. But what I do know is he loves him some money.
He loves him some money. Okay. I'm not saying he doesn't love football. Just answer a simple question. Does he love football as much as he loves money?
Oh, no. No.
Yeah.
And considering how much money he's made, what it's done for him.
Hey, good for him.
Not sure I
He's still
play.
Really good at football. Still really good.
Still very, very good.